You really love animals, don't you?
If it gets cold enough. No, I have a kinship with them. I understand them. Want to hear something kind of spooky?
Sure.
One time when I was about 12, I had this dream that I was being followed by a big dog with rabies. He had these really bloodshot eyes and foam coming out of his mouth. No matter how fast I ran, he just kept gaining on me and gaining on me and gaining on me. Then just before I got to my front door, he jumped and sank his teeth in. That's when I woke up and felt the back of my neck. Check that out.
Bastard.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute.
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball.
Rhyme.
And treason.
There's something with the way you walk. There's something that lights a spark inside of me. And it makes me wanna sing. Makes you forget everything. There's something there inside your eyes. Lets me know you never lie. You fill me up. And I know what you need. Do you know what you mean to me? Well, I want to save some time. And it feels like the first time. And you're always on my mind. Every day is like the first day. And I talk to you sometimes. Even though you never talk back. And I buy you things sometimes. Cause I don't mind. There's something strange, you can't get mad. Even when you're being bad, just look at me. And I'll forget everything.
It's raining cats and dogs.
I don't know.
This guy's going to smoke a cigarette while trying to podcast. What kind of
logic? Yeah.
What is happening?
That's right. Game recognized game.
Anyway, yeah.
I've been doing this since the Best in Show days, bro. I'd go sneak in the bathroom and have a... Or I'd like play a Grateful Dead song and run downstairs and have a smoke outside and come back and then only be like half over.
Yeah, the 23-minute tracks. Not. That's what one thing I love about punk. The minute songs, they don't have a chance to suck. Anyway, Pets. Went to the old PetSmart this morning and made me want to punch a wall. Because we had to laser etch a name tag for one of the dogs. We lost it. They're going in the kennel for a while. Anyway, and this fucking lady with her kid was letting her kid, like, do the thing. And the kid was super slow and, like, just lying. Well, just that, actually. But just like, yeah, I really want to hang out at PetSmart because you're a stupid fucking kid. It, like, just do this name tag like a normal human and move on.
Well, and
had to rant.
Well, no, I was actually going to expand upon that rant in the sense of, while I realized that your frustration in the moment was with this lady mollycoddling her kid and allowing them to manipulate everybody else's time because it was fun for the kid, right? Which, you know, I mean, if there's no line, that's fine. But you got people behind you like, hey, hold on, we got to do this. Let's be done. Right?
Yeah, of course we do. Because it's getting hotter. My time's more valuable than that stupid kid. Absolutely.
But the real issue there highlights how selfish pet owners can be.
Doggy, I know. No shit. The
my pet, not your pet.
Dog therapist.
My pet.
Yeah, no kidding. And then bring your stupid dog to the pet store. That's another. And I'm like, when I walked out, I just said, I'm never coming back here. Fuck you.
They're like,
all.
Good luck with that.
I'll go to Petco. Shit.
Right.
Anyway, well, this is going to be good. All pet tracks.
America.
I know, dude.
Yeah.
No shit. Actually, I did go to a small, locally owned one, but they didn't have shit. And it was like,
that's part of the reason why I love fish so much. Aquariums and aquarium shops are still mostly fucking independent, you know?
Yep. I'd like to give a shout out to Belching Beaver. Hazer's gonna haze. Hazy IPA. This is one hell of a beer. Holy crap.
Yeah,
Real good.
You know, I mean, it was tough for me to give it that high of a praise because I had just come from Moonraker in Auburn when I had it, so...
Yeah, I know. Like, craft beer in California, it's insane.
Holy Jesus,
And
man.
We're like, man, we should really go downtown and eat outdoors, but it's 108 degrees. Who in the fuck wants to... And sweating our food. Like, that sounds horrible.
Well, and, you know, this is all fun
I
and games, right?
Them.
What's going to happen come, you know, January when it's pissing ass rain
yep.
all day long?
Tents over the tables, I guess?
Right? I mean,
I don't know. They're just struggling so hard because of this bullshit. It fucking sucks. Man.
But that's partly to do with the fact that people thought it was bullshit.
No,
there was a large group of people out there that even some people still today think that it's political and think that it's all this and all that and shit. Dude, are you fucking kidding me? It's a virus. It does not give a fuck.
I'll just say this. I don't think it's, like, manufactured to fuck up the election and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But they definitely are trying to take full advantage, you know?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, that's politics, right? You take anything and spin it to your own advantage.
Yeah, which makes me hate politicians. They're the worst. Yeah, so I got two dogs and two cats. DJ Gower has two cats, I believe.
I do.
He's a cat owner. And
they're old as fuck, bro. They're like 14 years old.
They live to like 16 or 17.
Like human years, bro.
I know.
Yeah. They're fucking old, dog. Although, like, speaking of, like, I just heard about this report the other day that talked about how when people talk about dog years, how that whole theory was all laid to rest. It's a bunch of bullshit. It's not like 1 year in human years or 6 years.
My dog
is
barking. Do you hear it?
Yeah, no, that's, you know, it's your turn, man. Like, my neighbor's dog barked on the last few shows.
God.
It's your turn,
man.
So, anyhow, but what they found through these studies was that dogs don't age at a consistent rate like everyone believed that they did, right? Everyone just kind of made this assumption or whatever, dogs age, you know, 6 years to 1 year. Not true. In like the first year of the dog's life, it ages like 15 years.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then like in the second year of the dog's life, it ages like another like 15 years. And then it slows way down to like 2 to 1 or something.
That's cool.
But it, yeah, so basically by like 2, a dog is a full adult.
I definitely feel like one of my dogs is in his 20s, you know, like late 20s.
Right.
Just how he acts.
Yeah, I mean, was he a year and a half?
No, he's 2 years old.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean? Anyway, we're going to play some more music. Thanks for listening. It's Raining Cats and Dogs. Here it comes. Rhyme.
And Cats Scratch Fever of Treason.
Episode 227 coming at you. This is It's Raining Cats and Dogs. Got a bunch of fucking cats, which I'm on the fence about cats, dude. In the plant, on my power plant. These jackasses fed them like since kittens, and you just see them scurrying like go around all this shit. It's like, fuck, man.
Yeah, but you don't see a lot of rats, do you?
No, but fuck the cats, dude. You want some feral cat, like running through the, you know what I mean? I don't know, dude. And they shit everywhere and piss everywhere. Yeah. Actually, our cat pees on my clothes. Pretty awesome. My dirty clothes.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Little bastards.
At least on the dirty one.
Fucking bastards. I think
one of my cats is sick, and they don't really know what's wrong with it. But the fucking cat, like, sometimes it's once a week, sometimes it's once a month. This fucking cat projectile vomits.
Damn.
And I mean projectile. I mean, like, unload, like, and it stinks.
All right, yeah. So Gower's definitely got toxoplasmosis.
Yep.
He inhaled the cat shit.
Oh,
now
most
has
definitely
a bacteria in his brain that makes him love the cat, the projectile vomiting cat.
Yeah, you know. So, like, what about sympathy pets or whatever the hell those things are called? The ones that people try and take on planes when they have, like, it's my fucking
service dogs. What a scam that is!
It's my service peacock.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about,
I know.
Dude?
I hate it.
Who the fuck owns a peacock as a pet? Right?
Or,
that's my
first sloth or the, yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you want to own a monkey? I get it.
Goddamn millennials. We're such old, decrepit old men. Fuck.
What's the most obscure pet you've ever owned?
Probably guinea pig.
Guinea pig?
Yeah. The ex-wife, she was into the guinea pig.
Did you do all sorts of weird tests on it and stuff?
I don't know. Those things are weird. People, I guess they eat them in, like, Peru and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Pretty,
like,
good. I guess it's pretty good.
Yeah, they're on a little spit. Yeah, yeah.
Cornish game hen.
Yeah. That was legit. Yeah. for me, it was probably like a Tokay gecko.
Oh yeah, that seems. You seem like a gecko owner. Well, in the '90s, I could just tell.
Yeah,
based on his ponytail.
Right, and of course you know you had to have the black light on it, right? But these fucking Tokay geckos were the most savage fucking pet I've ever owned, bro. Like, these things, you had to feed them like pinky mice, right?
Holy
like little
shit.
Feeders. Yeah, dude. And they would fucking like sit up on their perch and like wait for it to squirm towards them. And then they'd fucking leap at it, grab it by the head and take the body and slap it against the fucking glass of the cage until it's like guts exploded on the glass. And then like, and then eat the fucking thing. You're like, holy shit, dude, that's insane. And then you go in there to try and fucking clean it, and it bites the fuck out of you.
Yeah, awesome pet. Anyway,
yeah,
I hope
great.
Hopefully you're listening to this and cleaning your litter box or cleaning up shit of some kind.
That's actually on my honey-do list for the day, actually.
Yeah, it's funny. My hot tub area was all right.
All right, so I got a non-pet related topic to discuss real
quick.
We'll
do it on the next talking. Here it comes.
Well, no, short. No, fuck that.
All right.
This is happening.
Shitload of talking. All right, I'm down.
Yeah, it's all good. We don't care. It's rhyme and treason.
Yeah, that's
right. I got a fucking fig tree in my backyard, okay? Personally, cannot stand fucking figs. Hate figs. Fuck figs. So, we have a socially distanced garage sale last weekend, and we're deciding that, you know, it's a good idea, we should post some of this stuff, you know, like on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace or whatever, to try and like get people to come or to buy it and pay us through Venmo or whatever, right? And as we're doing this, my wife's like, oh, I should pick some figs. And she like starts picking them and she's like, oh, you know what? I'll post little bags of figs, like 10 figs for $5. We sold $80 in fucking figs, bro.
What in the hell? Sacramento's lost its mind. I wouldn't give you 50 cents for a fucking fig.
Some lady drove from fucking Davis like 20 miles to get like a bag of figs. So if you guys want figs,
she's sporting a fanny pack and Birkenstocks and a ponytail
and
the round glasses.
And then she's had her Prius in front of my house for like 20 minutes. What the fuck are you doing, lady?
That just reminded me. The good.
I think she sat there and counted how many figs and like their approximate size. And was like, "Yes, it's a good value. Was this worth driving out here for? I don't know if I'm going to come back here again. Bitch, I ain't selling you figs again."
All right, prey on the hippies because they got the money because they're fucking yuppie corporate. Money.
Bro, she saved that for the last two farmers markets. She came to 10 because she saw three people without a mask.
That's true. Anyway, here comes some more music. The Pet Edition, a rhyme.
And soft, gentle strokes of treason.
Gower's eating pizza.
the cage that I've been trapped in. Cats knew it was a problem, went from robbing to rapping. Guns got the clapping, another trip to the morgue. We all know why it's happening, another bit by the dog. When there's nothing left to eat, I eat away at my soul. Self-destructive, cause I don't give a fuck if I go. I know y'all been told I don't give a fuck about living, killing other dogs, catching cats, chasing pigeons, got the itch to bring back the beast from within. What I catch, I'ma eat. In the streets, I'ma win. I've been top dog, and I'm gonna stay top dog. So what the fuck you got to say, dog? You cats play games that dog ain't with. Suck my dick behind my back, dog ain't shit. Well, this is it. From now on, if you ain't out the camp, we out the fifth. Put him up against the champ, you bitch. See too clearly. If it ain't that, you must be deaf. Cause y'all niggas don't hear me. But I know I got you scared to death. How many other niggas you know when you see them make you hold your breath? All a nigga did was take a pause. Did a couple of movies, and you thought this whole rap shit was yours? Stop being greedy. When was the last time you gave to the needy? Believe me, I run through niggas like hallways with the cops behind. Give it to a nigga all day, cause I pops the nine. Man, listen, if you cats don't wanna see your man missing, man, listen up. I get low like a nigga in the up north flick, and still roll like a nigga on some up north shit. The way dog flip out, cats will never understand. Niggas be like, X, I thought I was your man.
Way back.
Can't really understand much of what is being said.
You tell me. Come back to Cadwell.
He's thrown ill.
Fuck, man. Tell me, Mick.
It's not Irish. It's not English.
How are you? Well, what is my kindness for the horses and all that?
It's just, well, it's just piking.
Fuck me. You look at the size of it. How big are you? Hey, kid. How big is he?
Big man, that's for sure.
Hey, man. What look at the size of this fella. Bet you're vaccinated. Can't you? You look like a bat.
See if the fellas would like a drink.
No, the murder one.
You know murdering done around here, I don't mind telling you.
Get your hands out there, you cheeky little, right? Cup of tea for the big fella. Come on.
You silly Nicky.
Offer the man a proper drink, right? Is the big fella not coming with us?
No, he's minding the car.
What do you think we are? Thieves?
I know nothing like that, Mr. Neil. He just likes looking after cars.
Yeah, Dags. Do you like Dags?
Dags.
What?
Yeah, Dags.
Dags. Do you like Dags?
Oh, dogs. Sure. I like Dags. I like caravans more.
You're very welcome.
Like jumping on furniture.
Oh, no, 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 Humphrey, don't get up. Why don't you just stay there and relax? After all, you did put in a long day of work at a demanding, high-stress job. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's me. Now I remember. I'm the one with the job. You're the one who lies around the house all day in a pool of your own slobber. Accidents in the house. Hey, Walter, thanks for your help with the new off-white sofa. Everybody agrees that dump you left there was the perfect accent.
Go! Good morning, my sweet dad. You were such a good boy. I can't think I'm right without you. When I walk in this smell, something sticks here. Oh, God, you were shitting on my bed. I don't wanna clean the fucking dungeon again today.
Don Juan Milago.
The time of the cat is a real back clear out of a form out of maimed little twain to his mighty throat. Many a fat other rat met his demise while staring point blank down the cavernous barrel of this awesome prowling machine. Truly a wonder of nature, this urban predator. Time of the cat and many a story to tell. But it was a rare occasion such as this that he did. Say, Pepper, do you want to lay down by my side? Pepper, do you want to lay down with me? Say, Pepper! Say, Pepper!
Episode 227. It's Raining Cats and Dogs. The Pets Edition.
So, apparently I'm like a pet to some people. So, there's a story here. I'll try and get to it. I've earned the nickname the Flamingo from a special group of friends. And people
You want to hear it on this one, right? The Dave Matthews, yeah.
It's the infamous Mark Riblett. And Mark Riblett is fucking phenomenal. If you don't know Mark Riblett, check him out. This dude is out of his goddamn fucking mind. And yet is also an amazing talent. Does all of this shit himself. The track you're going to hear is actually a live track, as a matter of fact. So, like, most of his stuff is done live, complete improv, like, off the top of his head. The dude's done work with Erykah Badu, whatever, right? So, this track is called I'm a Flamingo. And I shared this video with the group as just a way of kind of trying to have some fun with people and, you know, raise some awareness about people selling their shit. And lo and behold, next thing I know, I'm the fucking Flamingo. And I'm the guy who's hyping up everybody's shit, trying to get other people to buy their shit. And I was just doing it for fun. About a week or two into it, Amazon truck pulls up in front of my house. I'm like, babe, did you order anything from fucking Amazon? She's like, no. This box shows up. Bam! Inflatable cooler pink flamingo.
Ah, that's cool. Someone bought it for you?
Yeah. Then the next day, something shows up. There's like five, it's like a pack of five garden flamingos. Then the next day, something shows up. It's a fucking like a flamingo mask that you put on over your head. Then the next day, something shows up and it's like a fucking flamingo sunglass holder.
Like, this is so, like, unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Yeah, bro.
Like, 2020 dystopia, dude.
I swear, I shit you not, dude. Like, I've never owned anything flamingo in my life.
I've never been
into flamingos. And next thing you know, bro, I got fucking flamingo, like, oven gloves.
Reminds me of a Parks and Rec episode. I'll give a shout out. The Grizzle people, like, data mine all their shit, and then they send them these gifts, and it's like exactly what they wanted.
That's hilarious.
And Ron Swanson kills a drone with the baseball bat. I caught this flying to my yard last night. Oh shit! What a weird world. Wish we could hang, man. Barbecuing and some pork butt. I guess like 5 hours today. Should be interesting.
I did that. I actually did that on Wednesday, as a matter of fact.
With the gas grill?
Yeah, with the gas grill. So I
charcoal and smoke stuff.
Oh, there you go. So with the gas grill, I had to like wrap it in foil for the first like hour.
Oh.
Did it turn hour and a half? It did, yeah. So, like, what I did was, like, I left it wrapped in the foil for, like, an hour, hour and a half on super low heat. Just kept turning it and whatever every, like, 15. And then unfoiled it, but left it on the foil. And then rotated it for, like, another 30. And then took it off and then seared it for, like, another 15. And even then, actually, the thing was such a thick-ass butt that the dead ass core of it was still pretty raw, so I had to put it back on for another five.
Yeah, ours is small. I got a small one on purpose, you know, so it'll fucking cook, actually.
Yeah, so it doesn't take you all goddamn day.
Yeah,
entire,
4.5 like, pounds, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Shit, dude. Shit, dude.
I know, man. Fuck. But, you know, this podcast is like a pet to me.
Oh, yeah. I give a shit. I mean, it's cool to listen to. I mean, on the stupid commute, you know. That's my primary reason for making it.
Yeah, it's just fun, you know. It's
what am I going to listen to? Like to give a shout out to After the Fall, but I've been waiting for this new album for like 5 months, and it's 12 minutes and 46 seconds long.
The entire album?
10 songs.
Holy shit.
It's amazing, but it's like so short. It's like, fuck, man.
12 minutes. Is that a world record for the shortest
I don't
album
know. It's so depressing. It's like, yeah, so I'd rather, I mean, I'd rather listen to that if it was a long album.
Yeah,
you know
right?
what I mean? But yeah, I love making the show. It's fun. And yeah, pets. What the hell? The ultimate Stockholm syndrome, as I've always said. They fall in love with their captors. Fucking why? What a weird concept.
Well, no, they got a long way to go to beat some of the world's records for the world's shortest album.
Oh yeah, of course they do. But I mean, it was just like, fuck, God, it was so good too. Like, and it just, yeah. But like I said, when you have minute long songs, they don't have a chance to suck. You're like, that was good.
So, yeah. So we'll have to give a shout out. Shout out here to the obscure Earache Records.
Ooh, yeah, I love Earache. From back in the day, right? They don't exist anymore, do they?
Well, this was in 2013.
Ooh, they do exist still. Fuck yeah.
To some extent, they released the world's shortest album on Record Store Day, available only on vinyl. The entire album clocks in at 83 seconds.
It's so dumb.
It includes a song.
What a waste of money.
It includes songs by Napalm Death that are 1.9 and 2.7 seconds long, respectively.
Wow, we're going to have to play it, dude. I'm totally playing it. Oh, shit. What the hell? That's so funny.
Happening.
Oh, this guy's technologically advanced. He's learning the weird Google shit.
I'm pulling up the 1 second song now so that we can all listen to it together. How about we do that?
Yeah.
For the first time in Rhyme and Treason radio history, we're going to live present a song. What do you guys think about that?
If Gower can, no one listens to this shit. Just us. So fuck
here we go. Rhyme and Treason history in the making happening now.
Oh my God. What is this? Wow.
That's right, folks.
That was it? Oh, fucking shit. Oh my God.
Use R.
I know. Son of a bitch. So yeah, I walked.
It took him a week to record that.
So I walk my dogs all the time in Bidwell, and what's funny is like my one dog is so psycho, dude. The cattle dog or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Constantly trying to fight with other dogs, and like, so I just pick her up. I can put her by my side like this, like she's, and she's like, and then I just like squeeze her tighter. It's like I can completely manage her to a degree where she's, and then she's like, oh shit, like.
Why was I freaking out?
I ain't shit.
Yeah. All right, master.
But yeah, it was funny. This other, like, dude was holding his dog, like, the same way. And we were just, like, they were, like, trying to fight each other. It's so funny, man.
You guys need
some
like
other,
that.
Like, you know, bigger guy that was just, like, manhandling his dog. But it was, like, a pit bull. But it was just funny, man.
Sounds like you need a giant European day bag to put that puppers in.
I don't even know what that is, but...
The Seinfeld episode where he's like, it's not a purse,
oh,
it's a European day bag.
No, I thought it was a carry-all. That's how what my deep Seinfeld knowledge. All right, man. Well, I think we're closing it out. Or is this the...
No, I think this is only the second talking.
All right, we're going to play some more music. Here we go. Pet edition. It's raining cats and dogs. Rhyme.
Kitty on my foot and I want to touch it. Treason.
All right.
Hey, Matthew, this is Boyd Tinsley, and I'm being brought to you by Jamie. And here you have a podcast called Rhyme and Treason. That's a very cool name. And love to they love to give you a hard time about never winning. But guess what? You're due for a win if you're never winning. Trust me. But yeah, go Flamingos. And happy 40th birthday. Peace.
Scratching at the screen door, Kenny Home. Scratching at the screen door, little bag of bones been out all night. He needs some petting and loving on his hand. He needs some petting and loving on his rain-soaked hide. He's circling around my ankle. He's circling around my ankle. He needs some petting and loving on his hide. Kitty, won't you come inside?
Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it.
Meow, 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 meow. Pussy purring and looking so satisfied. A pussy purring and looking so satisfied. I'm lost in his little yellow round eye. Lost in his little yellow round eye. Pussy purring and looking so satisfied. A kitty rare up and scratch me through my jeans. Kitty rare up and scratch me through my jeans.
Falling down on your knees, you better take cover. It's gonna spread around like a disease.
Strike.
Still got a good meal.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here you are, Mr. Burgundy. The chef made this special for you. You eat that for the way you talk about my city.
I will not eat that.
You are going to eat that cat poop.
I will not eat cat poop.
You will eat cat poop.
Ron Burgundy says no.
You make a fool of me and everyone here. You put that cat poop in your mouth.
No.
Yes.
No.
See,
I will not eat cat poop.
You will do it immediately.
No,
you will.
Fine, I'll try to eat one.
Yeah, get in there.
If I take one bite, will you get me a steak? If I take one bite of shit, will you bring me a steak?
I'll think about it. Yeah, get in there. You'll see. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Start with the egg. I'm so hungry. I don't...
There.
Oh, God.
A steak, a big steak for him, please.
Oh. I...
No.
No. You. Good. I had one bite.
No, that's not enough.
Look, son of a bitch.
Like this? You take it like this? Oh, don't cry. Don't cry. He's not crying. He's not crying. Don't cry, man.
I'll eat the shit. I don't okay, care. Okay.
Don't cry, please.
I'll eat the entire hunk of shit.
Okay. Oh. Let's finish it up. Don't you feel better now?
I love my dog. I love my dog, whoa, whoa. And I love my dog. Go bit on, walking down Babylon way. I got to keep going straight. Love, my late love, got to keep going away. And I love my dog, got to keep it going straight.
Yeah.
what you just heard, Pot USA.
That's right, folks. The infamous.
Yeah. Fucking computers.
Fucking POTUS.
The POTUS. We'll get more political as we get closer to the election. I figure we'll just go on a rampage of political shows. Great.
The lead singer of that band's great. A great follow on Twitter.
All right, shout out to whatever that guy's name's Twitter. we're in 2020. What the hell is happening? It's about to be 2021, and shit's gotten so sideways, dude. It's like, what are we doing here?
Oh, man. But, you know, it's interesting, too, though. It goes to show, for everybody that always, you know, the machine, if you will, always said that the machine has to keep turning in order to work. Well, if this shit grinds the machine to the halt, then it's giving us these amazing opportunities to readdress any of those grievances and, like, look at it in a very serious way and say, what the fuck were we doing wrong? What can we do better? How can we be better moving forward? Not that we're necessarily going to do that, because everyone's trying to rush to get back to quote-unquote normal. But I think that we're going to see gasoline automobile industry completely collapse and the electronic vehicle industry take it over. I think that we're going to see all sorts of shock waves, if you will, in the future.
I want the Tesla truck badly.
You want the Cybertruck?
Yeah, I want the Cybertruck so bad. if it does get produced, I'm just going to drop like $60,000 and buy one. Fuck it.
No,
I'm straight out of fucking Demolition Man. And I'll have like the glasses, you know.
You have to order it, bro.
Yeah, no, I know. My coworker put down $100 to order it.
Mm.
I want him to work out the bugs, but like by 2023, I will be driving.
There's some other companies out there that are making e-trucks and stuff. There was one that I saw. I forget the name of the company, but...
Well, only one has bulletproof windshields and everything.
That failed?
Well, yeah, but come on. You know why?
Yeah.
Because it's badass. Well,
yeah, no, but... The company that I was going to reference, and forgive me for forgetting their name, but they their truck basically looks kind of like a Ford F-150 Raptor.
And it's electric?
And it's electric.
Damn.
And it's got like a full, like the whole back end like unfolds to be a workbench and has all these like ports to hook shit up and like... Fucking then a piece like folds open and there's like a goddamn like Arctic cooler thing built into the base of it.
I don't want to be I don't want to be a downer, but the lithium mining by Africans, slavers, and also the lithium disposal of the batteries, it's like almost as bad as nuclear shit. So
yep. No, my company
that's so shitty.
The company that I work for that will remain nameless just recently implemented a rechargeable battery option into their product that's a lithium ion battery. And now the expectation is that it could live for 500 charges, which if it lasts a year, that should last you 500 years.
But the battery will burn out before then, for sure.
It goes to tell you how fucking toxic that material is. If you use it and reuse it for 500 years, how fucking bad do you think it is?
But I guess they burn out after like 8 years or 9 years, I've heard.
Generally, yeah.
Fuck. So think of all the disposal if everything was electric.
Which means that there's like, you know, a 450-plus-year shelf life
we're just creating like nuclear deposits that we can store somewhere for the next... You know what I mean? Well, instead of gas.
Well, in like 100 years, people won't even know that was the dump. It's where the new high-rises are.
Yeah, but then you have the exposure to the shit, you know?
Why do you think the rent's like half the price as it is across the street?
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, we're in weird dystopian times, I'll just say that. I got a couple of pets. That was the theme of the show. They're crazy. And
birds aren't real.
Yeah, there you go. And the earth is flat, of course.
Birds aren't real. They're government drones.
Just ask Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, oh, is he a believer of birds aren't real?
No, for the flat earth.
Oh, he's a flat earther.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I figured, you know, like one goes with the other, but like, you know, I didn't know if he double dipped on the ridiculous conspiracies.
Yeah, our next podcast, or when it's closer to the election, we definitely got to do Kanye for president, man.
Oh, man. I guarantee that if we do that episode, it will get more downloads than he gets votes.
Maybe. He's going around the country more than Biden, dude. I'm just saying. He's going to take away all the Biden votes, possibly.
It's not too... Bro.
People are idiots. People are so dumb.
I don't disagree with that in the slightest.
Think of Idiocracy, like... Yeah, Kanye, all right. Like, you know what I mean, dude?
He got hit.
What are we living in right now? It's so weird, dude. What
he
the fuck?
He got kicked in the balls.
Yeah. He's baiting.
He's baiting.
So Kanye baits more than Biden. I don't know. Don't worry, we'll have a bunch of those sound clips. Like one of my favorite sound clips, dude.
Well, and then the other irony too is like the hypersensitivity of the world too, right? Like if you do something, the ramifications of it can affect you so like tenfold, right?
Oh yeah, like, it's the shock like culture.
What do they call it?
Where the outrage like, culture.
Yeah, where they're like calling people out or whatever.
Oh yeah, politically correctness.
Yeah. Yeah, like that guy that was like the NBA photographer that got kicked out of the NBA bubble because he posted a meme that when Biden announced that Kamala Harris was going to be his VP running mate, and this guy posts on Facebook. He's a famous photographer. He's been the photographer for like the fucking Rockets for like 20 years. Right, post. I mean, it says Joe and the Ho, 2020.
That's pretty funny. I hate the Rockets, but yeah, that's funny.
So, needless to say, dude got fired.
fuck. Yeah, it's garbage, man. I know. I'm so scared of the fucking some dumb internet thing. Like, and you're fired.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
Like the show?
Yeah. Oh, no. Rhyme of treason. I'll fucking fight to the death.
Yeah, man.
I'll be stabbing managers and, you know.
Oh, no.
What? What are you talking about? Oh, shooting managers. Sorry.
Whoa.
They just released extended clip. They repealed the law, so now you can have an unlimited clip in Cali. So, just for all you gun nuts out there, if you cared.
Oh man, I'm so excited to have a 300 round clip now.
That's my Facebook feed, by the way. I saw like 5 posts about it. I'm getting 100 clip magazine for my blah 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 tomorrow. Like,
yeah, for my 50 cal. Jesus Christ.
God damn it, we're fucked.
Although,
man,
I do have to say that one time I went to a gun range.
Just kidding about the manager comment. I love you all.
One time I did go to a gun range with a veteran, a friend of mine who was a veteran, right? And he had a giant bag of ammunition for his AK-47.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay. And he had a 16-round banana clip for it. And we go out to the firing range, and now he did put the semi pin in it, so it was not fully automatic, okay? It was still a semi-auto, but it was bursting rounds if you held the trigger down. And the gun range did not allow for semi-automatic firing in that nature. But we were trying to follow the rules and everything, and he had this giant bag of ammunition, like I said, and the giant bag of ammunition he had brought with him from Arizona. And when he brought it with him from Arizona, he had actually brought some of it with him back from the military base. And what happened was there was a bunch of fucking tracer rounds inside of it. And so we're at the firing range, and I unload a couple of rounds, and this tracer round fires out of it and shoots like a 4-foot flame off the tip of the barrel. And the guy at the firing range is like, "Cease fire! Cease fire!"
I work with a bunch of military guys that are crazy, and yeah, man. I love how you've like podcasted as long as you possibly could in this one. So have I. Ignore the wife as long as possible. yeah. Anyway, this guy was in Afghanistan. I'm just gonna like keep talking. Was in Afghanistan, and he put 400 tracers in his. He was like in charge of some. I can't remember what, you know, like the vehicles with the, oh shit. All right, we got to wrap it up. Anyways, like I put 400 tracers in there, blah, 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 you know.
Why?
So he could light up whoever, and then they would bomb the fuck out of him and kill them all. He's all, "Just bomb what I traced." Like, just like, dude.
What is wrong with some people, man? It's like, I don't get it. Like, I mean, I get the fun of shooting guns.
But yeah,
I've done
so
it.
He was basically like directing the whole thing at whatever he was tracing. They would just like light up. You know what I mean?
Oh, gotcha. Oh, no, this was like real shit you're talking about.
Yeah, in Afghanistan. Yeah, the guy's a psycho, okay. Man. His twin brother killed himself. And yeah, he's.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's like, dude. All right, we're wrapping up the show. We've podcasted as long as possible. Back to the chores. Here we go. Pets. Rhyme.
And we're all the pet of the system.
We just
treason.
Talked for 36 fucking minutes almost, dude. Holy
fuck yeah.
Shit.
Fuck the world.
And treason. Monkeys clapping. Party.
Yeah, yeah. Think I'll throw away your sorrow. There might be barrow. Давай, товарищ, like товарищ would. Think I'll fight for the five style. Up a diddy. I'm smoking a good sense of feeling. I met a crazy dancer apart at the bus. She held me by the hair, I held her by the end. She was a crazy dancer. Coming up some fun at a party, feel alive.
Поехали на поди оригинал микстура. С улицы до улицы, до бриллиант басура. Beat fun club, feel sex tour. Выдержит, не выдержит ли аппаратура. Barking.
Jerry was a
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And Treason.